Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 362. If you would like to reach out to us, please do so via email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. I would encourage you to join our bonus content, subscriber-exclusive content, only at redcircle.com. Just click the link at the top of the page at theballerlifestyle.com. And you can join there. We're soon to be doing an Ask Me Anything because co-host of the show, who joins me now, Ed Daly, he's about to have a birthday, and he's about to come off the wagon. Is that not true, Ed?
Yeah. Getting out of jail.
How long?
That's right. Getting out of the jail.
How long's it been?
New Year's, whatever New Year's, like maybe was New Year's on a Friday. There might have been I might have watched a bowl game or something, or NFL playoffs like that.
Yeah.
Weekend. So whatever the weekend right after that, like
January 2nd was the Sunday, I think. Yeah. So that's quite a while. Yeah. That's quite a run. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. I got to reset every once in a while.
Right. It's smart.
I just quickly say I might be the only person that really didn't think to watch the Oprah thing and don't really have a strong opinion. I mean, I of course fuck the royal family, but sure. I don't, you know, there are so many takes. Like my buddy's like, well, Markle is she wants the fame, but she doesn't want the royal. And then I see people like angry saying, you know, how dare she? And then other people be like, these royal people, like I don't understand why that got ratings in America. Like only the Super Bowl was more. That got more than any other sporting event, any like
really?
World Series, any it that got yeah. bigger ratings than any sporting event but NFL.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch. I think I would definitely be on her side from what I've heard.
I mean, yes, in theory, yes, because who gives a fuck about the royal family? And also, my goodness, I mean, I saw a couple of clips of her.
She's very cute.
I'm a very big fan. But yeah, of course, they're going to be racist. They've been fucking inbred for centuries.
Yeah, yeah. And let's be honest, that Harry, while not exactly the spitting image of Charles, looks nearly identical to one of Diana's well-known lovers, Colonel James Hewitt.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's images online. And it's also, this is something that I remember hearing when Princess Diana died. And I was like, oh, this is going to be, everyone's going to know this soon. And then I never really heard anybody talk about it again, except for me. But then this week, I saw it's kind of coming back up that people are,
it's like Ronan Farrow.
Yeah, it's like that.
She was trying to make it seem like he was actually Woody Allen's son or something. She was trying to make it seem like that. And it's like, except he looks exactly like Frank Sinatra.
It looks exactly like Frank Sinatra. Same type of thing.
It's just weird. It's weird for something to be such a big deal. Like, I get when there's a big finale. Like, people were way into Game of Thrones. And I just got tired of it. But yeah. I got why it was a big deal.
Yeah.
This one I'm just confused by. Why do that many people care about a royal family?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not in my wheelhouse either, but it does seem like stuff like that tends to catch the zeitgeist for whatever reason. I don't know. People love royalty.
I saw a great column in the Irish Times, and a guy said, what is it like living next to a monarchy? He said, it's like your next door neighbors are really into clowns and they have clowns in all their windows and they're really proud of their clowns. And those clowns killed your grandfather.
Yeah. That's not a good history.
No, not at all.
Yeah. They're pretty fucked up. And I'll, like, what are we doing with royalty anyway? Like the taxpayers pay the freight for them, don't they? Like, yeah, even though they're rich as hell.
I mean, being over there, the column comes out once a month of, hey, what are we doing with this? And then the argument gets made, well, there's a whole tourism aspect to them.
Oh, right.
And they're ambassadors to the country. I mean, they do a lot of, like, you know, stopping by and doing the goodwill, like, tour, kind of Secretary of State-ish, but not
with
any clout. But, you know, somebody else was saying, hey, I just find it weird that they, you know, they bow down to a king. The reality is, if anybody in the queen decided what the tax rules were or who they were going to invade, they'd be like, okay, we're going to stop all funding for you immediately. Like, there's no power whatsoever. They are strictly like a tourism mascot for the country.
But they do that thing like once a year, right? Where the prime minister, how often is it? They do, like, the prime minister
briefs her approval or something. Yeah. But, you know, there are certain moves that need her approval. But if she didn't give it, they'd be like, OK, farewell. Like, there's no she has no power.
Yeah. Yeah. She's real.
And by the way, there's no question that the older brother is Charles's son.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They look a great deal. Like, I remember he was the handsome one. Remember at first, because Harry's a ginge. They're like, ooh, Harry. I don't know about Harry. Now Harry's all beautiful. And the older brother, who everybody thought was so gorgeous, he's got a tough, gorgeous. And not just because he's losing his hair,
the whole
tough
mouth
face
area.
Yeah.
He's very horse like. He's rough.
And one of the big things with them is, you know, he was supposedly spending time with the neighbor lady at their country house, and they kind of
you're a guy who's into the royals. You know a lot of stuff.
Well, I just pick up things that I hear, and so they kind of were the ones that would leak the rumors about Meghan being a bitch, because they, you know, they don't want the attention on them. And also, we don't need to talk about that guy, Prince Andrew. They're like, if we got this American
anything
in the house,
to keep him out of the news.
Let's we get the American talking. Everything can be about her. We don't have to talk about the buggering.
Let's avoid the pederast.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Let's jump in with some voicemails here.
Let's do it.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's been well in Gardenia.
Ooh. That song.
It's a great song. Hey, what's going on with my sound over here on the voicemail line?
Hey, I got an issue here.
Hold on, let's start over. My bad.
Hey, Brian and Ed. Hey, it's Drew in Houston. Hey, I got an issue here. My daughter is seriously considering University of Colorado Boulder. CU Boulder. I need to know, guys.
It's a good school, but often ranked the number one party school in the country.
Oh, but it's terrific. It is. I mean, my sister lives in Boulder, so I see it from time to time, and it's got a good reputation. Yeah, it's a party school, but like party school is really
every school is a party school.
Every school is a party school except for Baylor.
Yes. Or Liberty University.
Right. Where there are rules. Well, you can be a partier, but you can't be black and partying at some of those schools.
Or BYU.
Ooh. Right. We take out the restraining order against Telly now.
Oh, good point.
Or do we wait until she enrolls at the school before we get a restraining order against Telly Two-Putt. I just kind of need to know which way we need to go with this. If we need to discuss with Paul, we can do that. But I would appreciate your thoughts on this. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
Isn't Telly in Colorado State territory? So that might keep him busy.
I think he's a Colorado State alum.
Oh, but I thought he was. Isn't Colorado Springs where?
Yes.
Or is that where the Air Force Academy is?
That's the Air Force Academy. Colorado State is in. I know it.
Here not too long ago.
I know it.
A couple years ago.
It's only because I'm talking into a microphone that I can't think of it. I would definitely, you know, Telly likes to hang out at the college bars. So that's
Fort
a problem.
Collins.
Fort Collins. That's
Fort
right.
Collins.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I think he's a good distance from Buffalo or from Boulder, but it's definitely a concern. You should try to get a picture of him and just let her know. Keep this in your purse.
That's right.
You know, just in case. Thanks for that, Drew.
You're gonna see a guy with a claw,
right?
He's gonna try to pry you with a white claw or
right.
two.
Drinking claws. Okay.
Here's
another one. Oh, Drew called back. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey guys, it's Drew in Houston again. Okay, after thinking about this for a little bit and checking Twitter, I think I realized that maybe my daughter being a freshman in college might be a little bit too old for Telly. So I'm going to hold off on the restraining order for now. Okay, thanks guys. Bye.
We'll just let that one sit alone. Let's do another one here.
Hey, Bri.
LSU Lala. What a voice.
Just finishing up listening to the subscriber exclusive, and it was so good to hear Friday Fact.
Oh, if you have not heard, I did a sit-down with friend of the show, Travis Rogers, a little Tiger Woods bonus episode where we reprised the famed radio bit Friday Facts from Travis Rogers Now. So I think this is what he's alluding to.
Facts again. I didn't realize how much I missed it. The only thing I didn't like, or not even like, but the intro music, I didn't hear the deuce deuces, and I missed that too. But reason I was calling, I know I'm a few days early, but I wanted to wish Mr. Quotes Ed quote daily. A happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a good one, and happy 311
it's the
day.
Best birthday, buddy.
Very kind of you. And yeah, everybody should play a lot at 311 that day.
Yes.
That stuff.
Yeah,
lots
exactly.
That.
I'll forward along some links to you because my buddy Matt on 311 day, he sends me YouTubes and GIFs and all kinds of pictures, tour dates.
I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. I kind of think I know what they look like, but I don't know if I've really seen them. I just have an idea what a guy who raps at you like that.
Right. There's one guy that sings, and then there's one guy that raps at you. And the guy that raps at you is kind of Hispanic, but the rest of the dudes are just regular ass looking white guys from Nebraska.
And rapping is not like, it's not like a nice flow to it. It's like, he's like rapping at you with, it's an uncomfortable flow,
and it's like reggae, but it's not, and also,
yeah,
but it's like punk,
it's
but it's
bummer.
Not, yeah, and it's tough. It's a tough listen, not something I would partake in. Okay, a few voicemails, and we'll get into few emails, then we'll get into the sports topics. Brian and Travis. Well, Travis isn't here. He was just here last time. I know y'all think no one heard Travis Rogers Now. Fact, I would fire up TuneIn on my iPhone and listen no matter what I was doing. Fact, Friday Facts is the funniest sports radio segment of all time. Well, that's a fact. Thank you so much for bringing it back. That is from CB in South Carolina. Thank you for that, CB. I appreciate it. Another one. Dear Ballers, I just finished watching the doc on Tiger Woods. That being said, I too had a dad that was a victim of the female genitalia. Well, I don't think that's true. Something I found out when I got older. My dad drove a lumber carrier at a sawmill in Oregon for 31 years of his life. That sounds boring as fuck, and you might not be impressed. I'm impressed, but that I could never do that. By that, but he was also an architect and a home builder and an artist. He built his first home when he was 23 years old. I'm saying all that to say this. I inherited nothing of that. Anyway, he once told me that he used a piece of chalk to start writing down names of women that he had some sort of relationship with. He took the chalk and started writing down on the metal frame of the carrier and ended up with something like 120 women. Is your dad? Does he go by the name LSU Lala? Just wondering. He didn't say that he slept with all of them, but I got the impression that they all liked him in some sort of way. Not a normal conversation for us, but I'm sure he was drunk when he told me. My mom and dad were together my whole childhood and ended up getting divorced when I was 25. Weird, right? Here's my point. I feel that sometimes shit just gets handed down to you through heredity. I, too, have, quote, gotten it in with, let's just say, more women than I can remember. Another LSU. Jeez. Also, not a brag. Total brag. Not a brag and not even something I'm proud of saying. I just think that I inherited something from my dad and more specifically my dad's side of the family. I also have three uncles that have similar stories. Am I a real piece of shit or is there something to this? Jerry in Corvallis, Oregon. P.S. The point was, did Tiger Woods also inherit this? Well, if you watch the documentary, his dad was quite a Lothario and Tiger was also quite a Lothario. And I think there definitely is something to that, right? Cool. Ed, the nature versus nurture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, athleticism, there are certain aspects that you can inherit, but if you are adopted by stand-up comedian,
yes,
you're probably going to have a pretty good sense of humor, I believe.
Right.
And depending on how, well, I think it's learned. So if you're saying your dad's treatment of women or how he proceeds with women could control it. If he had no idea his dad was bawling like crazy,
right,
I don't know how you would inherit that. Yeah. But I could see a learned behavior. If Tiger is sitting there putting while his dad's working over some women in the van, that he's learning that's the goal with women.
That's modeled behavior. And there probably is something to it where a guy like Tiger wants to, everything is about his dad. You know, he's so right, conflicted about his dad because he loves his dad, but also his dad's a piece of shit. And so the reason he's good at golf is because of his dad, but also maybe the reason he feels like he needs to bed lots of women, and maybe that's also trying to prove something to his dad. The human mind is a really fucked up place and very difficult to understand. So it's hard to know how much is nature, how much is nurture, but they definitely both go in there. And so Jerry, that doesn't surprise me. Thank you for the email.
Don't discount Hussein Wet Lumber Carrier. Anything is impressive. If you do something well, anything's impressive.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. That is something I could never hope to do. I could never learn that. Yes. Dearest Ed and Brian, I hope everyone is still healthy. Of all the talk about Cobra Kai and Johnny, you guys missed a great part. Season 3, Episode 6, 1959. Miguel is setting up Johnny's Facebook page. Johnny gave him two model pictures from the 80s. Yes, Johnny had pictures of himself. Then
he looked gorgeous.
He's beautiful. Then Miguel asked Johnny if he has anywhere he's wearing a shirt. And of course, Stud John gives him one with a skinny white tank. It was like one of those ripped up tank tops.
Tearaway looking things.
Yeah, I remember there were like, in my high school, there were like two jacked twins. And they're older than me. And they would like rock that look to high school with like the acid wash jeans and the like ripped tank top down the sides open.
Is there a mullet matching that?
Yeah, I believe there was.
It feels like a mullet could be involved with absolutely that outfit.
It was definitely a look. Maybe we should get some new ones. Present day, Johnny says, I'm not sure I want you to grease me up. Baby Oil just gets over everything is what he tells Miguel's. Johnny's lines are golden, and he's spot on with his timing. It's a great scene that I can't believe Jason missed. Keep living the dream, fellas, and I'll keep listening. Your number one Tulsa listener, Ryan. Well, maybe we didn't hit that on the... I definitely remember that scene, and I definitely...
We were discussing a lot. That was a long podcast.
Yes.
But, I mean, we all... Who knows what Jason was thinking, but
I know
we all agreed Johnny's scenes are amazing. Fantastic. And I told you, I'm rewatching it with my sons.
Yes.
And they're better. Yeah. Johnny's amazing.
I believe there's
he should have had a bigger career. He's got talent.
He's a great actor. Real,
like, he has timing. He's good. He can do vulnerable. He should have a bigger career.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. I totally agree. Billy Zabka was amazing. And I do recall that scene, and I know I definitely talked about it in many text conversations. So if we didn't hit it on, we couldn't talk about every single scene, but that is definitely one of the better ones. Thank you for that, Ryan. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, we had to abbreviate many stories last week because we were impromptu joined by the TPC, the penis connoisseur, which abbreviated our show. Let's jump back in. What's going on in the world of sports?
Well, good old Pop. Spurs coach Greg Popovich calls Texas's 100% opening and mask mandate removal mystifying, ignorant, and ridiculous. I just love that the guy says whatever the fuck he wants. And obviously, I tend to agree with his point of view. But I like that. I just like people in the I don't give a shit about the repercussion stage. Like Jack Del Rio was like a MAGA guy, and he was the Redskin or Washington defensive coordinator. And I'm obviously not a MAGA guy.
Sure.
But like when everybody else was like, oh, hey, let's not get into politics, Del Rio was like, oh, that's what I agree with. That's my point. I'm not going to shy away from it. I like that way better than people trying to be bland.
Yeah. Yeah. Middle of the road. Take a side. But also like.
But yeah.
I've heard all
that. I also agree. It is mystifying that they're going to just say 100% open. Fully vaccinated yet.
I mean, it seems like there might be an agenda. There's a real rush to be first for some reason, which I don't get because I think most things are open there, but I could be wrong. I don't pay that close of attention. What else, Ed?
Like a mask at a Walmart.
Oh, it's
not a big ask.
No, it really isn't.
Candace Parker destroyed Shaq. Candace Parker destroyed Shaq on the Inside the NBA studio for criticizing defenders switching. And he was like, well, my day, we kept our guys. And fans started calling him casual on Twitter for his weak arguments. She was like, everybody can shoot now. It's not when you played. Everyone can shoot, so you have to switch defenders. And then he started making up things about predetermining your switches. And she's like, that's not how it works.
Shaq has, I respect Shaq because he pays as much attention to basketball as I do. He's about as well informed as I am.
He doesn't even know their names.
Right. He doesn't know their names. And of course he didn't switch. He's 330 pounds. Is he going to come out and get somebody at the top of the key? But
he was great, but he didn't even work on his game. He was just the same player. He's just bigger and stronger.
Yeah, exactly. And it is a different game. There's not really positions anymore. Everybody can handle the ball and everybody can shoot from anywhere on the court. And defense is different. It's a different game. What else, Ed?
Yeah, so Candace Parker crushed him.
Yeah, good job.
Pepe Le Pew has been cut from the new Space Jam movie. And also Lola Bunny is not as curvy and wearing more clothes than the previous Space Jam. And Daily Caller editor Scott Greer evoked a Holocaust-era poem in a strong disapproval of her new look. First they came for Mr. Potato Head, and I said nothing. I think he was clever. I mean...
Yeah. Who cares?
People are really fired up about a fucking cartoon bunny. Were you jerking off to a little bunny?
And also, I didn't see the first one. I'm not going to see this one. I don't give a shit. Isn't it for little kids? What do little kids care?
I gotta think the editor of the Daily Caller is not the target audience.
I'm thinking not either. And the Pepe Le Pew thing, like Dave
LeBron
Chappelle.
LeBron James is a star.
Right.
Daily Caller is like white nationalism. They're not the target audience anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a thing. It's just a thing to be mad about. Who cares? Nobody.
Creighton basketball coach apologized to team and he got suspended for a game for telling the team, let's stay on the plantation.
That doesn't sound good.
Tough choice of words. Plantation is just not one you want to. These guys,
right.
Every college coach, this is a multi-million dollar job. They have all been coached over the last few years to be like, hey, you know, you got to be careful with this. And considering at least on any college team, it's like 75% black, you want to drop positive terms with plantation in it.
Yeah, this is not a colloquialism that I'm familiar with, but there are a lot of things that are just said in regular language that you go, oh, hold on. It's, you know, like he's off the reservation. Like you can't say that.
Okay.
And that's like a normal thing that people say, right?
Right. But plantation, I've never heard that one before.
No, I agree with you. Like it's definitely, it's whatever it is. I've never heard it either. So especially out of context, it sounds bad.
Tennessee high school basketball team was barred from the postseason after the coach's son went over and punched the opposing coach.
Hey, they take that shit seriously down there in Tennessee. And especially the coach's son. I wonder where he learned that behavior. I wonder what got him so fired up. I mean, it's pretty
fucked up for the team, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just kick say the dad can't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the kids playing? They didn't. I mean, unless they threw a punch, it's fucked up.
That's true. Maybe the dad didn't even want. Maybe the dad just couldn't control the son. I don't know how. Maybe just.
But even if the dad couldn't, it's like, well, your son, you got to pay. You know, if your son fucks something up, as a parent, you got to deal with it. So it's fine. But the point guard on the team, I think it's a girls' team.
Oh, really?
Anyway, yeah. Baker Mayfield claims he saw a UFO.
Look, I'm a baker.
What's the goal for that?
I don't know. I'm a Baker guy. You know, like I'm a fan. I like him. I don't. And maybe he does think
exciting
he's
exciting player.
He does think he saw a UFO. I did once hear the there's a dude. He's a professional skeptic. I think runs Skeptic Magazine or something. His name is Michael Shermer. And I did hear him talk about UFOs one time. And he's like, how come they always got lights? Like they came all the way from some other galaxy. They didn't need the lights right? They didn't need lights coming across the galaxy.
It's always the beam,
right?
The singular beam thing.
And then they get here and they turn on a bunch of lights and everybody's like, oh, I saw these lights. What do they need those lights for? They don't need lights. Something to think about. I can't, you know, like ghosts and UFOs and like obviously to just math tells you that we're not alone in the universe. The universe is both infinite and expanding. Of course, there's other life in the universe. There can't not be. It's impossible mathematically, right?
But the chances of it being some sort of humanoid that everybody imagines, that's a very next to nothing chance. They're going to be these big-eyed, human-looking things. You know, the same drawing that everybody has.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
And they're gonna find us in an infinite, the most vast thing beyond your ability to comprehend. This thing is so huge that they're gonna go, oh, we gotta go over there. I mean, no. It's unlikely. Also, same with ghosts and pretty much all psychic phenomena.
Well, it's time for Non-Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-Sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of non-sports? What are our non-sports stories this week?
I'm curious where you stand on this one. Alec Baldwin rages at an Instagram fan after the fan accused him and his wife with using their new baby for clickbait. He wrote, "Shut the fuck up" to them.
Well, I mean, personally, I'm
not about Alec Baldwin,
right? The commenting is stupid. Like, who are you? You don't know them. I'm personally, if I were Alec Baldwin, I didn't respond, but I don't think it's wrong for him to respond. Shut the fuck up. Now, I'm not going to do it on their Instagram, but they got a lot of fucking kids and it's kind of weird. They surrogated, right? A kid when just right after they had another baby. Like, she was pregnant and they had another kid implanted via surrogate. So they had like two babies.
This baby is?
Yes, they had two babies like 4 months apart or something, or 6 months apart.
So what are they up to, like five kids?
Six.
Oh my God.
Six kids. It sounds like a hoarding situation. It's just too many. They keep piling them up. And, you know, we've determined that she's nuts.
Are they gonna raise her Spanish? Spanish, or they
all have,
like, I wonder how that goes.
They all have Spanish names. I believe this new one is called like Edu, or something.
I want nothing more to see a video of the moment Alec found out that she wasn't Spanish. Oh,
yeah. I mean, we talked about it here on this show, like. What? He had to know pretty early on, right? He didn't just discover when we did.
Probably not when we did, but it could have been after a kid. It could have gone for a little while.
They did say people that attended their wedding said that her family was specifically forbidden from talking to anybody in his family. So as not to...
Because they're Boston, right?
Yeah, they're from
like,
Boston.
Like, hey, snap ahead.
Yeah.
What?
You see the town? yeah, I don't know.
Toonies.
I don't know. It's a crazy story. She seems insane, but she obviously provides Alex with something. Alec with something he needs, and that's happy.
Would it kill them to use birth control? That's a lot of kids.
Well, this one was implanted. They surrogated one. Like, they want all these kids. It's crazy. He's in his 60s.
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty shitty that person would be like, you're using your kid, but it also is weird. Why are you still advertising your kid? Is it because of you're trying to change the narrative about you?
I mean, people do post pictures of their kids. I don't know. It's social media is weird, right? Like, people share their families.
Social media, I guess, like, as a celebrity... I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but I guess I could see it both ways.
Rudy Giuliani's daughter, Caroline, graphically detailed why she loves threesomes. It's made her a better person.
I feel like we need some details on this. Like, what? Oh, no. I accidentally deleted the link.
She described herself as a unicorn, a single woman who has relationships or sex with couples.
Oh, exclusively.
She's been on a journey of unbridled self-discovery with polyamory.
Oh, right. So she's just, so there's probably a name for that. How like some people are like pansexual where they're attracted to everybody, but she's exclusively attracted to couples. So she
finding
can be
the strength. Yeah. Finding the strength to explore these more complicated, passionate aspects of my personality became the key to harnessing my voice and creative spark, which in turn helped me better cope with depression, anxiety, and the lingering cognitive effects of adolescent anorexia. Well,
good for her.
She just needed, I mean, good for her, but yeah. That's big.
She needed the three ways to get to heal, and that's good.
She needed to get worn out.
Yeah, she needed, that's...
One
that's,
wasn't enough.
That's right, that's fine. But it is kind of interesting that that's something you would tell a newspaper. Like, you could just not tell anybody. Fair. Yeah, a magazine. You could just not tell anybody, and no one would know. Yeah. It's almost like your dad wasn't too good of a dad.
And you just want to twist the knife a little bit.
Is this is with the first wife, not with when he married his cousin, right?
Well, I would think the cousin has like 19 figures, so.
Right. I don't know if he had kids with the cousin, who he definitely married. Hey, good for Rudy Giuliani's daughter. Have your sessions how you have them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lake of the Ozarks realtor offered $1,500 to have her former mother-in-law killed.
Was she like, Jason Bateman, can your wife have the people from your Mexican mafia connections from Chicago come down? I got $1,500 on it. To have, and also former mother-in-law, you're not even connected to her anymore. You're leave out. Her alone. Yeah,
you're out.
Right? It's like, it's not like
my mother-in-law was. Yeah, my mother-in-law was my former mother-in-law. She'd be somebody that I've never talked to again.
Right, exactly. It's you've moved on from that. Like, why are you harboring this resentment? Like, let it go.
I get the Ozarks are definitely a different area of the country than I'm from, but sure. $1,500. It's pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap to do a murder. And also, like, maybe think about that. Maybe think, hey, if somebody's going to do this murder for $1,500, like, it's probably not going to be the best murder.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody who talks a lot, somebody who's not, who just needs $1,500.
Yeah.
Like a meth head.
Yeah.
And you're setting yourself up for somebody to get you arrested.
I feel like a good murder is got to be at least $50,000.
I would think, because it's got to be life changing enough for the person that they're risking going to jail for maybe the rest of their life.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
It must have been some mother-in-law.
Yeah. Real, I mean, maybe she deserved it. We don't know. We can't judge.
A Houston area Mexican restaurant is keeping its mask rule, and people threaten to call ICE on the staff.
Oh my God. Lee, just don't go there. If you don't, you know, I mean, obviously they let you take your mask off to eat your Tex-Mex. So, you know,
I thought we were into letting businesses decide for themselves, right?
Freedom. They have freedom down there. Like, and also, how do you know their staff is undocumented? That's an assumption right there.
The Venn diagram of angry anti-maskers and angry racists. Yeah. Pretty dark circle.
It is. Like if
they're kind of the same person.
If you don't like their business practices, just patronize a different business. I'm sure there's somebody else that will take your money. Maskless. It's just not that big a deal.
Same thing with Dr. Seuss.
Right.
Dr. Seuss company was the one who decided. It wasn't the government.
Right. Well, some of those pictures in those, they're kind of problematic.
They were rough, but I'm saying it was the business of the Seuss.
Oh, no,
business.
I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
They decided.
Yeah, it was good for their business to not have problematic pictures in their publications.
I was wondering, and like I Googled it this morning. I finally saw them. I was like, yeah, I would probably get these out of circulation. And they were like real obscure books. It wasn't like getting the hat.
No, it's not like the main ones. The main ones are fine.
The Lorax.
Right.
Yeah.
The Sneetches on the Beaches.
Yeah. Youngest Capitol rioter, 18 years old. He was the youngest one to be arrested. He was begging the judge, I just want to go home to my mom and dad who have a loving home. And they were the ones who drove him to D.C.
Right. But they didn't. They're just like, we'll wait in the car.
See you,
son. Go and do your rioting. Go and do your insurrection. And we'll just hang back here and just wait.
We'll just have the hazards on. We'll be over on the corner.
Exactly. We're going to go see a movie. We'll pick you up in an hour right here. OK,
we're going to go see Tenet. And then because that's the only movie in the theaters. And you just do your little insurrecting. We'll be here for you, buddy. Just
bring us a souvenir. Bring us a podium or a laptop.
Yeah, something. Yeah. A nameplate. Give us something.
Yeah. Is this isn't the one from LA. There was one from like not LA, but sort of Diamond Bar area. Not important, but he was the
I saw the shaman.
Yeah,
he and his mom were on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, there was one kid and his name escapes me, but he was like the window kicker in the in the insurrection. And I would want, you know, I haven't kicked out many windows, but he did it with great authority where he was just like, bam, kicked in the window. I would worry that my foot would go through the window and I would sever an Achilles or something or an artery. Like, how do you know you're just going to kick the window out just completely clean?
Yeah, it seems like somebody riled those people up.
Right. Yeah.
They seem pretty fired up.
He was really pumped up. But then, you know, it's like people found out, like he worked for a family business and stuff, and people were really letting his mom know. I went to the Instagram page of the mom's company, and they're like, do you still, you know, it's just like page after page of these comments about her son being a Nazi and stuff. It was kind of good.
Well, we are witnessing a great journey of an American icon. Yes. Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, said, quote, I've spent the last 20 months trying to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary.
What?
He's like he's like an old timey prisoner, and he's got the chalk on the wall, like what's his name's dad?
Yeah,
he's got the chalk,
yeah.
And he's marking each day that he was able to resist. I mean, how many times did that guy drop N bombs?
Yeah, and how, like
20 months?
Is he? Are we talking hard R here, or is he rapping along to the song? And he doesn't know you're supposed to omit. When you get there, you just say nothing when it comes to that part.
I don't see him in those bootcut jeans doing a lot of rapping.
No, I don't either. Like, how is that coming up in conversation? Also, who's he talking to?
It seems like when he posts those videos we were talking about with his house and stuff,
yeah,
it seemed like there was a lot of emptiness in his life. There aren't, he's not like mixing it up in public places these days. He was laying low, but apparently he was laying low because he's putting in the work right now.
Well, I mean, he's doing what needs to be done. That's so weird. Like, why does he have to tell people that? Like,
he's so proud of himself. He said it as if he wanted credit. Like, yeah. 20 months without a drink. Okay.
Yes. But that's hard.
Of course it's hard. It's impossible. I'm congratulating myself for a couple months.
Right.
But I mean, it's very hard, but he's saying it as if this guy was just weaving a tapestry of N-bombs every day, every hour.
Yeah. It's really weird. It doesn't seem like a real habit you would have to break. Like
just going to not say one of the worst words in the English language. Right. Let's see if I can not do it right now.
He's clearly not able to break his addiction to Kiwi number 5 shoe polish in his hair because it's still jet black. He's still doing.
Some habits are going to take a little longer than 20 months.
Right. Buddy. Well, I'm proud of him and his journey. I mean, he's obviously doing the work. Good for Papa and John Schnatter.
Wasn't he also eating a pizza a day? I mean, this guy's got some real appetites.
That was another big story that we did. Yeah, he was he had a real pizza habit. And I mean, he was real bummed that they fired him from his company that he started, Papa John's. And you got to figure that his board of directors, his stockholders, they're pretty happy about it right now. Although every time he shows up in a story, he's still got the shirt on.
He's always in the red.
Yeah.
Unless he's working at Target. Why is he wearing that outfit all the time?
Right. He didn't want to be fired from his company. He's still wearing the shirt. I know he's a big, remember when he was real sloshed at the Louisville Cardinals hoops game? Yeah, he's a big supporter. Stand. Yeah. But it's like, dude, how about a second shirt? You know, like, would you go with another cup, maybe a white, try a white shirt. once in a while. Like, it's kind of weird to just have that uniform where you're always, where you're just really
like
tied.
Steve Jobs. Yeah. Maybe he thinks he's the next Steve Jobs.
Right.
Instead of the black shirt, he's wearing the red polo.
Right. Wasn't that was Einstein's thing too, right? He just wanted, he's like, I just got to have, you know, a couple blue shirts, a couple white shirts. I don't have to think about it. It's just, I put on the same thing every day. I'm good.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. I think true love was found. Nicolas Cage married his fifth wife, 26-year-old Riko Shibata.
Well,
isn't in Vegas.
Yeah, this isn't his first Asian wife.
I'm not even sure if this is the third or fourth.
Right. He has he likes Asian women, which there's nothing wrong with that. Now he's got to be in his 60s. He's got to be early to mid 60s, right? And she's 26.
I'm constantly confused by him because he's a supreme talent. He
Such
really
a good
is.
Actor. Yeah. He really is.
So good.
Yeah.
And his career is full of not spectacular.
Right, but
moments.
He still sprinkles in like something crazy good here and there.
You'll get moments. I mean, I was watching, he did, how great it was, but it was great in it. They did like a weird sequel at Lieutenant, and he was in it. He was great.
Yeah. Yep. But that was in the 90s. Yeah. Movie. Yeah. No, I know.
Lieutenant New Orleans. I think that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of a bunch of awful movies, and he's great in it. He's such a weird.
He's a really good actor. You know, my son was telling me that one of the, you know how Trump's still in charge of the military?
Yeah.
And they're just waiting to arrest all the sex offenders.
I think that's happening any minute.
Any day. Now. Well, I was talking to my son about it because it was supposed to be on March 4th and then it didn't happen. And then I was like, so what's the thing now? And my son's like, well, he's like, I heard on 4chan. That they actually, the new thing is that they've switched faces, much like the once reviewed on this podcast, that John Travolta, Nicolas Cage movie, Face Off. They traded face offs. But my question to you is this: Trump weighs 400 pounds. Like, they would have to switch bodies too. They don't have similar bodies at all. But Trump and Biden. So that's, how do they explain that?
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised what they can do with technology these days.
Right. Any of our QAnon listeners, explain, but keep it quick, brief. Be brief with it, okay? I don't want the whole QAnon thing, but if you understand the face switching conspiracy, I would like to know about it because it interests me, I'll be honest.
Our friend Caleb would be happy to know the couple's ceremony included haikus and poetry by Walt Whitman.
That was weird. When Caleb hates Walt Whitman, and I don't know Walt Whitman.
I mean, I know of Leaves and Grass. But sure. It was fun. It was funny how strongly he hated Walt Whitman.
Yeah, I really,
the funny thing to hate.
I know. I really respected it. I got to be honest, I'll tell you now. I without having any knowledge of his poetry at all, I also hate Walt Whitman now because of our friend Caleb.
Pastor said women may not be quote epic trophy wife, but she should be thin for their husbands, or they should be thin for their husbands. He has been placed on leave, and if you look at this guy, he's exactly what you would think a Missouri pastor would look like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like he was amongst friends when he said that. I don't feel like he was judged in his congregation, for saying those things. But it's just insane the bubbles that people live in, and that we're just not privy to, you know. It seems crazy to us, but I bet you in his church, like, people didn't really think that much of it because that's, people talk like that all the time.
Okay, what I will say is, can you imagine a church in Missouri without plus size women?
No,
are you saying there's, that he
not.
Was completely amongst friends? Come on,
no. I mean, I know, I get what you're saying, and I don't know. It's insane, but I could see him, you know.
And he looks like the doughiest dude.
Of course.
Burger King UK did something interesting yesterday for International Women's Day. Their social media person tweeted out, "Women belong in the kitchen." And they were trying to make the point that there should be more women in the restaurant business. Yeah. But
swing and a miss.
It's going to take a lot of work for their whole department. And when I talked about this with Michelle, because she deals with a lot of with advertising and social media and how this all works, she's like, that tweet had to go through.
Oh, yeah.
20 people.
Oh, yeah.
That was there's a lot of approval. Social is so important.
Yes. It's crazy.
I mean, they hire people to do that. But, you know, it's not the old days of like, hey, let's just give it to the intern.
No.
They hire people, and then people are hired to be their bosses to filter it. Like, this was a huge fuck up.
Well, they have an agency. Their agency probably came up with this, pitched it to them, got it approved. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what's coming up on the calendar. Here's the ideas we have. It went around to people. There were meetings about it. It's insane that this made it to the internet. It's actually crazy if you think about it.
They definitely came up with this tweet in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also, Burger King, let's be honest, disgusting. It's disgusting food.
I actually talked about this with Michelle this weekend. I was like, man, I don't know if I've heard of Burger King at all in years.
No, same.
I don't think they have commercials anymore. I don't know. I don't know anything about Burger King.
Oh, yeah, they do. No, they have the King guy, right?
That scary that was a few years ago.
So oh,
I don't.
Yeah, you might be right.
Like, terrifying looking.
So scary.
I don't know. There used to be a battle, just like Coke and Pepsi, and now there's just no battle anymore.
No, absolutely.
Well, not with them. I mean, McDonald's has got a bigger battle with like Subway and Wendy's, but not Burger King.
Right. No, I would agree with you there. Burger King's disgusting.
China. Yeah, they recently made COVID-19 anal swabs mandatory for foreigners, and Japanese citizens were complaining, and now it's becoming a thing.
Did my good friend Paul already book his flight to China? Or that's kind of weird.
I mean, how much more accurate do you think it makes it?
No.
Like, I think this is more punitive. Like, it's 0.1% more accurate.
Yeah. How can they not do like a finger prick or like a breath test or like it's crazy how invasive it needs to be to find out if you have this virus?
Yeah, we have vaccines out now that we know are effective. Why would we possibly need to be putting something in our ass to find out? Right. I mean, it's crazy.
And it hangs out in your ass more than your nose? I mean, it's just, it's insane to think about. Yeah. I think it's punitive. It's
a respiratory thing.
Yeah.
This is a punitive. This is China being like, I get it. We started it here with the wet markets, but we're going to humiliate anyone who wants to come here again.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this
even though it's on us, the start of it.
Yeah.
Rapper in Spain accused of chopping off roommate's penis for a YouTube video.
That's, you know, I had a roommate one time that he would like wear a lot of my clothes.
That's not okay.
You're right. It's not okay. And sometimes like after I'd gone to bed, he'd take my car to like go get fast food or something. Not asking. And that's, you know, he never got out a katana sword and tried to de-peen me. So in that sense, he's a pretty good roommate.
Yeah, right. I had a roommate that used a lot of hairspray, and it was gross.
Yeah.
Like the smell in the room would be bad.
Yeah, it gets all over the mirror, hairspray.
Yeah, it's just pretty gross. Like, yeah, if you went to the bathroom after him and it was like a cloud and you just had to take a piss, you're like, what?
What kind of
fuck is this?
What kind of dude uses hairspray?
This is the exact type of dude that uses hairspray.
Right. I got you. Does he get real fired up for?
I'm planning.
Does he get real fired up for Columbus Day?
He's the type of guy who gets real fired up for looking at himself in the mirror.
Right. I get that.
He's that kind of guy. He's not a big Columbus Day guy, but I hear you.
Right. I wonder, like, YouTube doesn't allow you to show videos of you cutting off your roommate's penis. So I just wonder how this plays out in the narrative of a rap video.
Also, you know, I understand if you violently assault somebody, maybe that helps with the street cred. But I'm pretty sure having a roommate is not a good look for a rapper.
That's a really good point. They're supposed to be chilling
like and hard as fuck.
Yes, they're supposed to be chilling in mansions and whatnot.
Right, having a roommate, like,
it's a bad look.
Just eating lots of ramen and cutting off a dick.
Yeah.
So you can get that street cred.
That's a bad look.
Here's a stat. I had to reread it a couple times. 38% of Americans would give up sex for a year.
I mean, I like to travel.
I love to travel.
Yeah.
But, I mean... are these people who just aren't having sex?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. A year is a pretty long time.
A year's a long time.
And eventually we'll be able to travel again.
Of course.
You know, so I'm going to like keep doing what I'm doing. And just when the travel comes back, I'll do that. But I'm not.
You know, Biden's promise of what every adult by like May should have the vaccine.
Yeah.
You're going to give up sex for a year?
Yeah.
If Biden's off by a month.
Yeah. Even if he's off by 3 months. Yeah.
3 months. Yeah. That's a lot of sex you're giving up.
I know. It's too much.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Too much.
Absolutely.
An international law firm's Black History Month post boasted of one of their employees' children's black friend. You know Tom's son, Steve?
Yeah, he's got a black
friend. Black friend in school. that's adding the black friend thing to like the next degree of sadness.
Yeah, it's not even I have lots of black friends. Somebody at my work's son has a black friend.
Yeah, there's seven. That's great.
That's crazy. Great.
He doesn't see color.
No.
You know, Doris in accounting does, but Steve's son does not.
Unreal.
A California plastic surgeon attended a Zoom court hearing during surgery. I'm in an operating room right now, he said to the judge.
Well, I mean, he makes a lot of money doing surgeries, you know?
Plastic surgeon. You're making real money.
You remember that guy, remember that dentist that extracted a tooth while he was on? Did we talk about that here? I think we did. The dentist that extracted a tooth while on one of those hoverboards. He got prison time.
Yes.
He got locked up for that. I mean, it is kind of a weird stunt, but they take that pretty seriously. So
I wouldn't do that with a judge.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of surgery do you think he was doing? Like a tonsillectomy? It's a pretty easy surgery. You could take a break, you know, look over at the screen.
For a plastic surgeon.
Right. Plastic surgeon. Yeah. Oh, he's probably doing a rhinoplasty. Nose job.
Yeah, unless it was like a car accident that he needed to swoop in and help somebody rearrange their face. I kind of think this is probably an elect. I mean, most plastic surgeries are not emergency jobs.
No, they're not. But it's, you know, you gotta really be stacking them to make money in the plastic surgery game. I wonder if he does the thing that all my kids and their friends do at school where they just tilt the screen a little bit so you can only see the top of their head so they can be doing other things, but they're still technically in class.
They're there, but they're looking at their phone.
Right, and it's, you could just see that like little like daishiki-looking hat that all doctors wear when they're operating. Like maybe that's what he was trying to do.
we're going to take this over to India. Cockfighting rooster fatally stabbed owner with a knife strapped to its leg, sparking a manhunt for illegal fight organizers.
I mean, you just don't see it coming sometimes, you know? You're, one minute, you're hanging out, you're strapping a knife to your rooster's leg. The next minute, he's stabbing
you.
The
world's your oyster.
Yeah. I imagine that happens more often than not, because that thing is, they put like a razor blade on its leg, and if it jumps up and starts kicking at you, it could slice you up pretty good.
Yeah, if it get your...
Yeah.
I'd like to see a PSA. Maybe we could record a PSA for them being like, hey, knives on legs, cock-a-doodle don't.
yeah. Just RIP, poor guy. But I bet you that rooster's still fighting. If it was any good. Now it's probably worth even more.
Kill a man. Yeah. Think of the value. If you can kill a man and you're a rooster, yep. Oh, you're at the top of your game.
I agree. 100%.
Going back to the Capitol riot, one rioter texted his ex during insurrection, calling her a moron. She turned him in.
It is kind of weird that everybody had their phone with them.
Like, there's a lot of pride in the event,
right? It's like, if you want to get away with it, maybe cover your face and maybe don't bring something that tracks all your movements. And also don't be texting people. Because it pings. If we learned anything from Adnan Syed and
so many pings,
Serial
so many
season pings. One, things ping. There's pinging happening. They're always going to get you with the pings. Don't bring your phone. Everybody knows that.
And the people they don't know that you every once in a while I'll read about, oh, the feds are trying to figure out who this person is. It's the person wearing bland clothing that didn't have their phone and their face was covered. Everybody else, it's simple.
Yeah.
But this guy taunting your ex.
Yeah.
Hey, probably not the time to be committing a crime and taunting the ex at the same time.
And also, these guys are all incels. Like, there's actually one of them that got laid once and he's taunting her. Maybe you should have been at her house, buddy.
Sending her flowers.
Right. Doing, like, working on your ability to attract a woman. Rather than doing the opposite. It's crazy.
And finally, an Arizona man faked his own kidnapping, complete with zip ties, his hands behind his back when he was found. Faked his own kidnapping to get out of work at a tire shop.
I mean, just calling sick.
I imagine. Feels like that's the easier. I mean, just putting the zip ties on yourself, zip tie or like behind your back must have been really difficult.
Very difficult. And also, like, who's gonna be kidnapping you for what to what purpose? I feel like this is a real easy case to solve for the Phoenix PD.
What's this guy worth? Where does he live?
Right. Like who in your family were they going to ransom you? What were they going to ransom you for? Like you work at the tire shop.
You work at a tire shop means you need to work. Like you wouldn't.
Right.
Again, noble profession. If this is what you're doing.
Sure.
In life, as long as you're working.
Yeah.
But if you have to work at a tire shop, there are no independently wealthy people work at tire shops.
Right.
Who's not going to take that job?
Right. Who was recently held for ransom? Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs. Okay. Well, Lady Gaga's rich as hell.
Yeah. She's like super famous and rich.
She's
like movie star, music star. She's got a huge thing going on. And we got Johnny at the tire shop with the zip ties behind his back.
And what?
And he was like laying in a roadside ditch. Like he did the whole thing.
What a waste of a day off. Like you wanted a day off that, but wouldn't it just be easier to just work?
Right.
America's Tire slapping on Civic wheels all day, upselling on the wheel package.
Feels like there's a better way.
It really,
there's a better way for this guy.
It really does. Wow. That's probably the best story of the week. A lot of questions there. Okay, I unfortunately have a hard out. I feel like kind of an asshole that I got to check out early, a little bit early today. So this is on me. This is my bad. I apologize, Ed. I apologize to the audience, but I have a child, an engagement with my children, so I got to check out early. I'll do better next week. We'll do an extra.
No apologies.
We were delightful. We'll do an extra episode next week for the fans.
Yeah, ask me anything. We're doing the AMA.
Oh yeah, wait, do you want to do that like this weekend?
Yeah, like that's bonus content.
Yeah,
and stuff, right?
Yeah, we'll do that bonus. So send your emails for the Brian and Ed. Ask me anything. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Hit us on Twitter. Bonus content. Red Circle listeners, we'll do a little Q&A for you guys. Let us know. Hit us up. Ed's going to be drinking again. He's having a birthday, so
Yeah. I'm going to drink one of the. I'm so excited to crack open one of those beers.
Oh, Odd 13 Brewing.
Oh, nice looking can.
Yeah, bad guy with an agenda beer. He's got Travis Rogers on the can as a Cobra Kai guy. He looks like Daniel LaRusso, who Travis Rogers is known to hate, which is beautiful, I think.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, we'll check in with you guys next week. For Ed Daly, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 362 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
The Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. And loud comers, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top.